One inspector for the Division of Hog Cholera Control of the U.S. Bureau of Animal Industry, J.S. Cohn, said flatly that he was convinced that the swine disease and human influenza were one and the same, and that the pigs had gotten the disease from humans. Moreover, he said, there are reports that farm families had also been infected by pigs. Cohn named the disease swine influenza. Swine influenza infected pigs annually after that first epidemic in 1918, varying from year to year in its severity, but returning regularly with the onset of winter. The swine illness, however, soon faded into the background of little interest to most scientists studying human flu. But Shope, with his upbringing on Iowa farms and his familiarity with pig diseases, was intrigued. He read Cohn's papers and could not dismiss the connection between swine flu and the human pandemic. Could it be, he wondered, that the long-lost 1918 flu organism was still extant, living on in pigs who had acquired the disease from people? If so, Shope and Lewis reasoned, if they focused on the new swine flu epidemic, they had a perfect opportunity to figure out what was causing the swine and the human disease. So the experiments began. Look for microorganisms and mucus secretions taken from sick animals. Try to find microorganisms that were present in sick but not healthy animals. Then try to transmit influenza by giving just those microorganisms to healthy pigs. At first, it appeared as if it was going to be too simple. In the respiratory tracts of the sick animals was a bacterium that looked exactly like Pfeiffer's bacillus, that controversial, all but discredited bacterium that was once thought to have caused human flu. Perhaps Pfeiffer was right after all. Shope was struck by the association of the bacteria with the disease. Frequently, no organism other than this influenza-like bacillus could be recovered from the lungs or bronchial exudate of infected animals, Shope said. Here, then, in swine influenza, was an organism like that believed by many to be responsible for influenza in man. The problem of determining the etiology of swine influenza seems simple at this stage, for while the bacillus, which we named Haemophilus influenza suis, was not easy to cultivate, it could always be isolated from cases of the experimental diseases by appropriate methods. In addition, there were new...